Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. This show is brought to you by Be Fantastic International Corporation. Visit drfantasticcbd.com for fantastic CBD products.
Hey, everybody. And again, welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. I'm your host of the show, Lester Monty Cook III. And this is my first radio show, my 80th career, and I'm very, very happy to be on HealthyLife.net. As you might know, I've done 800 YouTube videos, 132 podcasts, and it's led me to here with Jay and Linda and my co-host here, who's helping me out on camera, Aaron Riggs, and it's I'm hopefully going to have a lot of fun. But I thank you for tuning in. Friends, family, total strangers, because we're going to have a lot of fun this hour. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, and I promise you that you're going to live a longer and happier life after this hour, because this is the home of the Be Fantastic movement, which is not even a year old, and it's changed a lot of people's lives, and I'm happy to change people's lives, because I am a motivational speaker, I am a philosopher, a published author, and today we're going to talk about my past. Why should you listen to this guy who's going to try to change the world? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it a happier, friendlier place to live. You might know that in the big cities, we lead, or it tends to breed, a very greedy, selfish, litigious society, and I'm not happy about that. And this Be Fantastic movement is going to make things better. And so you're going to hear some stories, some of my stories through these episodes. We're going to have some great guests, you know, through my podcast. I'm very proud to say that, and the YouTubes. I've never done a second take, I've never done an edit, and I've never done a rehearsal. Now, I did take some notes because I'm a little nervous being on the radio show for the first time. And one of the things that I tell people is that if you say you can do something, you can. If you say you can't do something, you can't. And there's no such thing as failure. So, am I going to bomb today? Maybe. It's no problem. Because I'm having fun. As long as I'm having fun, I hope that who I'm with is going to have fun. And I really want to thank you for joining. Because we can change the world together. When we start thinking positive, we all have two things in common. We're going to be asked how we are today. And we all know that being positive is better than being negative. So I first wanted to start, let me see if I made a couple little notes, which I don't usually do, but the podcast and this show is all about improving your mind, your body, or the planet. And I've, as a philosopher and motivational speaker, I've got some really good advice. So I have literally worked in 79 different professions. This being my 80th, I hope it's fun, because if it's not fun, I'm not going to continue it. So far, so good. Getting a little parched here, though. But I wanted you all to know who I am first, so you can take my advice or leave it. Again, I'm a published author. My book's called Lester's Legacy. And it came about because whenever I told people my story, they couldn't believe it. And so finally, I hired a writer, and we co-wrote it together, Richard Stapley, who since passed on. And so I'm going to tell you my story. Again, my name is Lester Monty Cook III, and I actually didn't know that was my name until my parents passed away at 11. My name was Monty Richer up till then. And my mother, bless her soul, she was a beautiful woman, sang for Buddy Rich and Jan Garber's bands, went to Beverly Hills High, so I'm from Beverly Hills. And she married my father, Lester Monty Cook Jr., and 2 years after I was born, he disappeared. Turns out, I found this out when I was probably in my mid-20s, that he joined a carnival. So he was a movie producer, and he actually joined a carnival. Why does someone join a carnival? I think because he was, I actually inherited, when I found out he died, I inherited three things. I inherited a script and his, two scripts and the photo album of their wedding. I should just talk to you, actually. It makes more sense. I want to tell Jay my story. That's what it is. You know, when you're on the radio, you're talking to a mysterious cloud out there. So I'm going to talk to Jay. It makes a lot more sense. Eye contact. You look great, Jay. I inherited the photo album. And the photo album was their wedding at Donald O'Connor's house. Donald O'Connor was a famous actor. And you can see in the background and in the pictures, Mafia. They dressed like clowns back then, right? So the basis of the book is my story. But why he disappeared, no one knows. But why does a Hollywood producer married to a gorgeous woman disappear? I mean, that's disappearing. You join a carnival, right? So she gets disillusioned with high society. She says, forget money. It's bullshit. You know, it's plastic. It's especially Hollywood, right? So she marries a beatnik. We moved from Rodeo Drive to Venice. Pacific and 28th in 56. Now that was a place you didn't even want to visit back then. And you know, as beatniks, we always lived in the poorest areas of town. We lived in Venice, and we were actually in Life magazine, cover of Life magazine. Arthur Richard was my stepdad, a drug addict, but a great artist. He actually taught people how to get high, because you got more creative if you got high. We lived in Venice for a while. Then we moved to Topanga. From Topanga, we moved to San Francisco, Petrillo Hill, another rich area now. Then it was the poorest area of town, so the slums. And then from Petrillo Hill, a few other places, Long Island, a street called Long Island, I think it was. And we moved to Hillsburg. Do you know about Hillsburg? Hillsburg is where all the really rich people live now. And, of course, it was, again, the poorest area of town back then. And we lived in a commune. George Herms lived in a treehouse. The Beatties lived in a regular house, and we were building our house. We finally got away from society. Society did not like beatniks. It was better to be black trash worker because you had a job. Beatniks didn't have jobs. They painted for a living. So it was really, really tough life back then. So we finally got away from society. And they took advantage. Even Life magazine, they said they were going to do an expose on Artie. And it was a put-down. It was called Beatsville versus Squaresville, our Beat family in Venice and a family in Kansas. So we finally got away from it all. And one night, me and my three sisters, because they had, Artie and Betty had two girls, were sleeping in the log cabin, huge log cabin. And George Herms, who's a very famous artist, walked to make some coffee. They were all in the treehouse and looked out, and our house is half on fire. He didn't even yell to everyone else. He was so panicked. He ran out and saved me and my three sisters at the last minute. And I remember that. I have very few childhood memories, but I remember him holding me as he's running away from the fire. And it was backwards as he was holding me. And I remember pointing at the hoses that we bought, because we didn't have running water or electricity. We just bought hoses to tap the well so we had running water. House burns down, burns 10,000 acres. They didn't come for the next day to put the fire out. So that was the straw that broke the camel's back. We left the commune. We got put up in a farmer's shanty. My second job, picking grapes. I've had 79 careers, as I told you. Picking grapes was one of them at 11 years old. My first one was hot toothpicks. You ever buy hot toothpicks? You put cinnamon oil in a jar. You shake it up. So in sixth grade, I was making money with hot toothpicks. So the house burned down. He finally gave up. He committed suicide. My mom died 6 months later from an ulcer operation. My sister, just thinking it was a nice thing to tell her brothers, my mom's brothers, about what happened, decides to call our uncle. Now, my mom's last dying breath was say, "Don't let L.A. get my kids." Because we got away from bullshit L.A., right? And, of course, society didn't work that way. And they came and rescued us, supposedly. And I was put in a foster home. And it was a bad foster home. And it was really bad. And I don't believe it. I could go on a big dissertation on foster homes, but they do it for money. People do it for money. Anyway, so at 17, I ran away. Actually, he said, "You either grounded or you leave." He was outsmarting me, so I finally left. And I tried to go to college, and that didn't seem to work because high school and junior high was a real struggle for me because I didn't have much grammar school education. So I decided my education was going to be traveling around the world, hitchhiking around the world. So I hitchhiked around the world. And I call it the school hard knocks, and I graduated summa cum laude in 1974. So, and I came back home after my travels. I worked as a snow machine operator in Switzerland for the winter of 72, built a silo in Iowa. Back in those days, they didn't have computers, so I had many college degrees. I was an electrical engineer for Bandag Corporation, one of the largest tire retreaders in the world. And I told him I was 26 and a college graduate. I knew the trades because my foster dad did teach me the trades. And I walked the walk and talked the talk. They hired me and I did the job. Because when you get a job, they always tell you how to do it their way. So you're going to be an accountant at ABC. You've been an accountant for 10 years. No, it's great you're an accountant. Here's how we do it here. So basically, I traveled around, came back home, and didn't have any family here. So I got a job working for Room and Board, downtown L.A., in a bomb shelter, 10,000-square-foot bomb shelter. I'm working for Dennis Gunst, a scientist. Great job. And at night, I put on my one pair of clothes, which was a polyester shirt and pants, and went to Hollywood and went to Beverly Hills and chased the women. And it's lots of fun. If I got lucky, I didn't come home. If I didn't, I took a bus and walked over the drunks to get down to my bomb shelter. So, and then I got a job working as for John Lesser, son of Frank Lesser, Guys and Dolls, Hans Christian Andersen. Got into show business. My first production was Ray Charles on his 50th birthday at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. So that was a great gig. Pulled that off. And then someone came to me with a song called World Peace, but Buck Blaylock wrote it. And I said, you know what, Buck? He wanted Ray to sing it at the concert. So I said, we're going to do something even bigger. We're going to put 20 superstars on stage, and we're going to do a concert for charity. And it was called the Foundation for World Harmony. It's my charity now. It was going to be a celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Peace Corps. So we did it. I pulled it off. It was fantastic. And it came out as We Are the World a couple years later. But that's fine. It's all good. I did the poor man's patent where you send it certified. Still open to this day. So I've always been a guy out of the box doing things. And it's worked out for me. I have a lot of common sense. And from the reason I think I could change the world right now, because I've been around it. I'm a great-grandfather of 10. I got some great kids, raised great kids. I know how people work. I'm very positive. They call me Dr. Fantastic. Spoiler alert, I am not a real doctor. I am a professor of positivity. They gave me the nickname because I have the secret, or not the secret, the prescription for a happier and longer life, which I'm going to give you. In a little bit. What time are we looking at here? We have 5 minutes to go. Yeah, because I have developed a TED Talk over the last 800-plus videos on YouTube, the 135 podcasts, and now this radio show. And you guys, if you're still listening, literally this is going to make you happier and live longer. It's going to make the world a better place. And it's called the Be Fantastic Movement. Be Fantastic. If you Google it, we're number one on Google. We have an Android app that was released a couple of days ago. It's a fantastic app, and it has fantastic product, like the CBD that we're going to be carrying, CBD oil. It's got fantastic services, limousine, yachting. It's got fantastic business opportunities and investments. And it's basically an app for fantastic people. And you can meet other fantastic people. You can net with fantastic people. So that's why it's called the app for fantastic people. And it's called Be Fantastic. It's on Android. iOS will be in June. We have the website befantastictoday.com. It kind of mirrors the app. And that has some great things. What else is going to be? The YouTube course is called Be Fantastic. I want you guys to go to the YouTube, join. If you haven't joined yet, go to YouTube, join. We've got 1,490 some odd people. It hasn't gone viral yet. My goal is to get 1 million people being fantastic. As a fantastic person, you're going to let people in traffic. You're going to open doors for people. You're going to say please and thank you, like your mother taught you. You're going to be kind and considerate and friendly and kind, like the little cities. My son lives in Ojai. They wave to strangers there. They do let you in traffic. They open doors for you. I think we could bring that to the big cities if everyone starts being fantastic. It's a fantastic thing. I really should segue into why fantastic works, and I will with like a couple minutes. Well, I'll start it and we'll break it out. I'll continue it. So basically, everyone gets asked every day around the planet a 600-year-old question. It's how are you? The question, no one knows where it comes from. And 99% of people say, good, and how are you? The question comes from the days of the Black Plague, when if I got this close to you, Jay, I would die in a week if you had the plague. So back then, you'd scream out the top of your lungs from a great distance, Jay, how are you? And Jay would say two answers. I've got it, or I'm well. The proper answer in English is I'm well when someone says, how are you? Everyone says good. Some people say, I'm okay, I'm all right, so-so, can't complain, not bad. What's not bad? I mean, really not bad. Or I heard not too bad the other day. What the hell is not too bad? Are you kidding me? So, basically, the question's not going to go away. We can change the answer. I came up with the perfect answer. I want everyone listening right now to shout it out or just say it. Say, I am fantastic. Try it, Jay. Say, I am fantastic.
I am fantastic.
You're smiling right now. Do you feel better after saying that?
Marginally.
Well, you didn't say it with a lot of passion. That's okay. You're not supposed to be talking here. Say it, Aaron.
Who, me?
Say, I am fantastic.
I am fantastic.
What happens is that's the only word, literally, the only word that puts a smile on your face. Smile releases endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, which make you feel great. Smile makes you look great, and it makes you live longer. Do you know why you live longer, Jay? Because it reduces stress. The smile and laughter, and they say laughter is the best medicine, reduce stress. So, being fantastic is easy. We can't change the question, but when we change the answer, we look better, we feel better, we live longer, as does the people we say it to. We're going to do better in business. Jay, would you rather buy a product from someone who's good, not bad, or someone who's fantastic?
Probably fantastic.
Probably fantastic. It's just the most positive way you can be. And the B in the logo, I didn't bring the logo. It's a B.
It's on the
CBD. The B symbolizes pollinating positivity. You need to pollinate positivity in your life. You need to think positive. The number one thing of the fantastic people that join this movement, think positive. Positive thoughts manifest positive action. Negative thoughts, on the other hand, manifest negative action. So we all have two things in common. Again, we're going to be asked how we are today, and we know that being positive is better than being negative. So these two elements of the Be Fantastic movement, we can go global with this and make the world a kinder, friendlier, gentler, more civil place. There's too much greed and 60 seconds, the 60-second cue. This is my first 60-second cue, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, in the last 30 seconds, I'm 64, almost 65, a couple weeks, and look what happened to me. Oh, you can't see it because I'm talking on the radio. My little pinky finger lasted 64 years, and it just went into a little curve now. Somebody calls it trigger finger, but supposedly trigger finger, if you push it up, it doesn't go back, it doesn't go up. So you can't see it on the radio, but I feel like a cripple, and I always look at the positive side of everything. So what's the positive of this, Jay? I have a little conversation piece on my finger now. Of course, I can't pick my nose anymore, but it's really a little upsetting, but I don't let things that I have no control over upset me. We have someone calling in. Klaus? No, I can't play tennis today, Klaus. Sorry. He's calling to play tennis. I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. We're going to have some great guests coming up in a couple minutes. And Klaus, we can't play tennis. Doug, I want you to call in those numbers I gave you. Doug is a fascinating human being, been a motivational speaker for 40 years. I'm just been at 1 year. So I think we're going to come to commercial, everybody. Thank you for watching. Keep listening because I want you all to be fantastic and help make me help make the world a better place.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and of course lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm having a good time. I'm just starting to warm up to the. I'm having a big microphone in my face here, but and then of course I probably shouldn't have done the live Facebook and the live YouTube and virtual reality. But what the hell? I like to mix it up. I like to have fun. So we're actually recording in virtual reality as well. So I guess we have Doug on the line, and Doug is a great friend. He's been a motivational speaker for 40 years, so he's got me beat by 40 years. But and I have lots of if you listen to this show each month, you're going to meet the most incredible people that are going to help me make the world a better place. So, Doug, are you there?
I'm here to help you make the world a better place.
Thank you, Doug. I need help. I need an army of people, which actually, guys, listening, I actually have 27 ambassadors of positivity. These are people that have met me, heard my TED sort of talk on being positive and being fantastic and spreading positivity, and it's changed their lives and they're spreading it, and I need everyone to be an ambassador of positivity. Doug, what's going on?
And may none of them ever recover from that positivity and fantasticness.
So, Doug, you produced a nice little show the other day, Al Pacino, the Icon Awards. How'd it go?
It was a wonderful show. We were brought in kind of last minute because, sadly, there was a loss, and you know, among the people who owned the rights to the show, one of their team passed on just recently, so there was a mad scramble to kind of fill his shoes and his place. And the people who inherited the leadership didn't know quite how to do it all, so they gave us a call about a month ago, and I jumped in and, you know, got the role of executive producer and helped raise some money, brought in a team, shot the show. And, yeah, it was Al Pacino being honored along with Quincy Jones and former world boxing champion Evander Holyfield. And Robert De Niro was flown in to present the award to Al Pacino. And David Foster came in and presented to Quincy Jones. And, you know, quite a nice show. A lot of entertainment, musicians, other celebrities. Naomi Campbell was there, gave a nice speech. And so a lot of love in the room. That's what made me the happiest. There was a lot of love in the room. People were very celebratory and nice experience. And we'll be coming back to do it again next year.
Well, so. It reminds me of, you know, as you know, I've worked in 79 trays and what many times have produced. And I kind of produced this thing in a way. And I have you lined up, and I have, if you weren't available, I have someone else backing that up. As a producer, people who want to be out there producing, you've got to have second and third people waiting in the wings, because sometimes there's traffic, sometimes there's, you know, accidents. There's all kinds of things that can, and even if you're paying them. Now, sometimes I'll do a lot of things, because I always felt I was a motivational speaker, because I got people to work for free. You know, when I sold things, I had motivated people to spend their money. So when I look back at all these careers that turned into what I am now as a bit of a motivational speaker and a philosopher, you know, you need to motivate people. And even if they're being paid, something can happen. So as you producers out there that want to produce, remember, you got to have backup guests, because I have you, Doug. I have like three or four people standing by. I hope to get to them. But I'm so happy to have you as my first guest on my first radio show on HealthyLife.net, which is positive talk radio. So this episode is about, they're all going to be about positivity. And that's all I'm about is positivity.
That's all about, it's all about Dr. Fantastic, right? And you've been there for us. We're there for you. I do have a kind of a new announcement to make. As a result of, you know, some of the people that we put together to shoot this show, there was some conversation about my discussion that I've been thinking about, you know, lately, putting a book out that would be pretty easy to put out. Not the things I normally write, but, you know, the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, Queen, you know, starting with Live Aid and ending the movie with Live Aid, it's kind of brought Live Aid into the consciousness of tens and tens, if not hundreds and hundreds of millions of millennials who weren't even alive when Live Aid occurred. So we were talking about the book and the fact that, you know, Bob Geldof got together with Mike Mitchell and T.A. Krishna and a couple of business guys. They agreed, they shook hands, they hugged, they realized they wanted to help 5-6 million people stay alive in Africa. So they decided to do Live Aid, and they realized they didn't know how to do it. So they came to my team, essentially to my partner, who was president of my company at the time, Conscious Media. And we ended up putting Live Aid together. So when the movie came out, I, you know, it hit me pretty hard watching it, because I lived through a lot of it and so much that's unseen behind the scenes, that I thought, you know, I could easily do a book called Live Aid, An Untold Story. Now, I wouldn't be so presumptuous, because other people can have untold stories, so I wouldn't say Live Aid, The Untold Story, but I would say Live Aid, An Untold Story. You know, it's one of them. And certainly, I was in a very unique position. So in our conversations, I've had a few people step up now, and they're talking about putting up money to do the documentary. And so I actually had an opportunity to talk to Quincy Jones, and I'm going to be talking to Kenny Cragen, you know, who helped put together USA for Africa and We Are the World. And Quincy Jones told me three times at the end of the American Icon Awards, he said, and he poked me in the chest in front of, you know, a bunch of people, and he said, you are the reason we did We Are the World. You are the reason. Now, I didn't take that to mean me, because he didn't mean just me, but we at Live Aid, you know, and we were on the U.S. side. So, but he said it again and again, you were the reason that we did, you know, We Are the World. So that was kind of very, very gratifying. So now we are in very real discussions. And I was thinking about just some of the people we could bring in and do interviews. And it's exciting. You know, one of the people I worked with there was Louis J. Horvitz, Lou Horvitz. He was one of the assistant directors on the World Broadcast. My partner, Tony Verna, was the world television director for Live Aid. Three of my partners were the principals behind it all. And I was there, of course, working with them on everything. But Louis J. Horvitz now kind of grew up through the years, and he is now the number one television director in the world. So he's done, you know, many Academy Awards and Grammys and Golden Globes and, you know, Super Bowl halftime shows, opening, closing Olympic ceremonies, American Idol championships, you know. So I know I can rope Lou into the documentary film too, because he was there. We were working together. So
let me cut you off real quick. We're going to go to commercial break in a second, but I do. I want to let everyone to know that you are on my board of advisory team on Be Fantastic International. We're going to be doing some amazing things. After the break, I want to talk about the veteran event that we're going to do next year. 12 cities simultaneously. That's still we're still working on that. Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we want to tell the world listening right now that this is something that we're going to have the top 100 political people, which I don't like, but we're going to have the top 100 bands and the top 100 corporations involved in 12 cities simultaneously. So I want to talk about that real quick, but we have to go to commercial break, so hold on, Doug.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOXbox.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the best sellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Everybody, we're back with Doug. Doug, I don't know if you know it, but we launched the Be Fantastic app, the Android version, a couple days ago.
Great.
And that's the app for fantastic people. We're going to have fantastic products, services, fantastic charities, which you're listed on, Storm Aid Live. And we're going to have fantastic business opportunities. So we're going to list the veteran concert and other ones that you want to put on the app for people to, they want to invest in it or help sponsor it or even volunteer or be part of it. So we'll list those opportunities. And, of course, we have the community section where you could network with other people and meet other fantastic people. It's a fantastic app, Doug.
That's great. we'll get the word out and tell everybody to pick one up, download it. As you know, very near and dear to our hearts is this project, the Wounded and Homeless Veterans Benefit Super Concert. That's just the working name of the project right now. And it's got another component to it that we may use called, we'll figure out the name. You know, there are a couple. We want to create communities that take care of the wounded and homeless vets. And it's not just to give them a place to live. It's also to have 20 to 30 different programs tied in the various communities, all levels and strata of society, whether it's government, it's sports, it's music, it's schools and universities. It can be, you know, the Rotary Club. It can be self-esteem seminars and workshops. It's just ways to welcome, you know, the vets back in. Because here's the part that is a little bit sobering and more or less not only a problem for the vets, but I think it's like an open wound in our country and our society. You know, when there's an open wound, fix it. We need healing. So, you know, during the Vietnam War, there were probably 50-some thousand GIs that lost their lives. They gave up their lives fighting the war in Vietnam. I think 80 or 90,000 committed suicide. And if that wasn't bad enough, the Gulf War, the Iraq War, and the Afghan War, the numbers get so much worse. I think about 10,000 GIs gave their lives. They gave it all. They put everything on the line. But 110,000 or so have committed suicide at home. We're not doing our job. For that to happen, for those kind of staggering numbers, unthinkable numbers, that's a reality. Our society cannot be healthy. It cannot be whole without us addressing this kind of thing. And so that's the purpose of the event. And when we do this event, you know, our goal is to raise at least $1 billion or $2 billion or maybe even $3 billion to help, you know, create these communities and to sustain these programs and really welcome these people gradually. It's like a decompression. It's like a transformation. It's like, you know, a restoration of their lives and just helping in every way. So what's exciting about this is when you look at our society today and you talk about how we need to be super positive and fantastic and inspired and make a difference, we look at our society right now, our society is really stuck. It's really torn. It's really divided. People don't know how to reapproach each other. They don't know how to fix things. They don't know how to heal the rift and the great divide that's occurred. This is a project, as you know, this is one of the projects that can bring everyone together and say, hey, we don't care whether you're liberal, conservative, rich or poor, young or old, you know, white or any other race or ethnicity, you know, black, Hispanic, Asian, you know, Middle East, we don't care. This is a project for every single American to show up as an American. And I, you know, I'll do my part to inspire, as you will, to inspire the heck out of a lot of people, half of the people in this country to show up. But I'll even guilt trip the other half if I have to. I'll guilt trip them because we owe a debt to these vets. And we can't leave that wound open that's been open since the 1960s, you know, and just hasn't been addressed. So it's an opportunity to heal our society. It's an opportunity for our people to come together and work together without labels and titles and divisions and boundaries and barriers. I mean, in this country, as Americans, and once we do this, I want to ask everybody, we do it for the vets, we do it for our country, you know, because it's the right thing to do, but it's positive, it's good, it's healthy, it's healing for all of us. I'd like to ask everybody, how did it feel to be a healthy, harmonious, united country and people again doing the right thing for the veterans who put it all on the line, including their lives? So, and I'd like a lot of people to say, you know, that felt so good that we want to say, you and I and others with us, want to say, okay, let's do the next project together that brings us together, that is a healing, that is makes us whole, that lifts us up, that, you know, fulfills the great dream of the founding fathers, you know, and the mothers and women behind them. that make this nation great and that set this nation on the greatest course ever. So we need a course correction here, and this is one way we can do it.
Well, you know, as you know, I mean, I'm just going to tell the audience this, I started supporting our servicemen, 501c3, 8 years ago, and today it's free for all retailers in the country, and basically a retailer puts his information in. We had a commercial earlier for the people that are listening on the show, and you could list your product, your services, for free. It's always been free for veterans, of course. Veteran puts his zip code in, finds out where to buy things, where to dine, and where to stay. And basically, the retailers out there that are listening, it's good for business. You're going to increase your business. You're going to earn customer loyalty. You're going to spread patriotism. And a 5% discount on your product for a new customer, for a vet? Come on, give me a break. So I used to charge to be a member, but now it's totally free. I spent thousands of dollars on this, tens of thousands of dollars over the last 8 years building the site. Haven't taken any donations in. It's my way of thanking veterans, and that's why probably we're working together on this veteran event next year. I'm very happy to be part of it. And as soon as you have some documentation, let's get it up on the Be Fantastic app, because it's a fantastic opportunity for people, like you say, to come together. And that's the whole movement. It keeps resonating when you talk the way you're talking, that this movement, when you say you're fantastic to someone, because you get asked every day how you are, you're creating an energy. You're being positive to other people. It works. Everybody wins when you're fantastic. Community, the country, you, the person you're talking to, you actually live longer because it forces you to smile. You feel better, and you look great when you smile. Doug, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to the next caller in a few after this next break. And Doug, you're always to come through for me on this, my first show. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back again because you're doing so many important things, and we are together doing so many important things. The audience, the people of the country need to come together and to be kind and gentler and friendlier. I make the example of Ojai, California. You wave to strangers. They let you in traffic. They're kind and polite and courteous and friendly. We can do that in the big city. All we have to do is start being fantastic. You get asked every day how you are. Watch what happens when you say you're fantastic. Doug, thank you so much.
I want to leave you with a thought. You were talking about smiles. I've written that a smile is a message from heaven.
Yeah.
And a sign of love.
Yes.
And that makes our hearts smile.
It's so, the healthiest thing you could do for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one last thing quickly. Next year also, we're working on putting together the Earth Day 50 Live concert to see if we can reach billions of people globally at the same time, like we have in some of these previous events, and, to invite the human race to come together and do the right things about the environment and help secure a safer, saner, healthier, more livable future.
And all these things are going to be on the Be Fantastic app, everybody. It's on Android today, and next month it'll be on iOS. Doug, thank you so much. You're the best.
And that's for all people.
MyLoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOX box.com.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everybody. As I mentioned before, this show is all about improving your mind, your body, or the planet, as was or as is my podcast on SprecherStudio.com, I believe it is. So Augie is our next guest, and we're going to have Mel right after him. But Augie introduced me to telomeres. And a lot of people don't know what's going on in their body, their mind, or the planet. And on the episode with Augie, it was fascinating to hear how the telomeres, the people that discovered it, won the Nobel Prize for it. And you don't have to age. We weren't designed to age. Is that right, Augie? Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey there. Yeah, this is Augie in Tucson.
So, yeah, it was fascinating to hear about that. I've been spreading the word about how you could live longer if you treat your body right, treat your mind right, and I think a lot of the battle is being positive. You know, this whole show, my whole show, is about positivity, pollinating positivity, and that's I think a very way to live a healthy, longer life is by being positive, right, Augie?
Absolutely, and when you mentioned the mind and the body, they kind of come like one package, because quantum physics tells us we live in a mind-created universe, so they are really one. And when it comes to extending your life a little bit, or, gosh, you know, according to the Nobel Committee's website, science has figured out what makes us age and eventually die. And there is a remedy. Even the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has come up with a new disease. It's called aging. And if you go to the Nobel Committee's website, go to 2009, scroll down to medical submissions, and read the papers. There is three doctors got the Nobel Prize for discovering an enzyme that reverses the aging process, and nobody told you. Of course, we can understand that, because what would happen to pension programs and Social Security if people quit dying, right? So it is our responsibility to take care of ourselves. So the body is a self-correcting machine if we give it what it needs to replicate and rebuild itself as the cells die off. When we get older, that's the problem. We don't have enough of that enzyme called telomerase, and then we get stuck with old cells, and we get older, and we eventually die. And I am doing it right now, and it's working for me. I wrote a book, in fact, where I explain exactly how to do this, and it's called Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. This is really no pipe dream anymore. Science is now explaining how we can actually reverse the aging process. But it isn't mainstream yet, because they really don't want people to know.
Yeah, you live too long, it's going to hurt the economy. It's all about money. It's all about money.
Absolutely. You got to remember, there is no money in the solution. There's only money in the problem. And boy, is there a lot of problems out there.
There sure are. And I'm exposing them on my shows, and I'm very happy to do that. Of course, I don't talk politics or religion on any of my shows. I always say that no one's agreeing on one religion. No one's agreeing on one political stance. But everyone agrees with what I'm doing, which is being positive. And, of course, being positive is the only way positive thinking manifests positive action. Number one rule of being a fantastic person is looking at the positive in every aspect of your life. And thinking you're going to live longer is very good, too. So, Augie, that's all I had time for you, unfortunately, on this one. But why don't you shout out real quick for your website or your book there? And I got to go to Mel, who's been standing by.
Okay.
What's the website or the book, Augie?
I couldn't hear you.
What's the name of the where the people can get your book?
Oh, you can go to Amazon. It's there, and it's Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness.
Very good.
It teaches you how to use your mind in ways that you thought weren't impossible before.
Thank you, Augie. I got to run. We'll do it again. Thank you, Augie. Well, we've got an old friend, Mel. Mel, you've been listening to the show?
No, I was actually muted, Monty.
You were muted. You didn't hear my genius on the radio, my first radio show?
No, they muted me out.
They muted you out.
Classified information.
Oh, I see. Okay. So Mel and I go back many years, and Mel, I wanted to the whole show is about positivity, but I really like what you're doing in perpetual energy. But give us a couple snippets of both. As being positive, as being fantastic, since you I introduced the movement to you, has it helped you at all?
Well, you know, I'm always trying to be as positive as possible, but, you know, you have to also be a realist and try to move things on this planet in a positive manner, and you got to push back when you don't like something, because if you don't like the way things are moving, obviously they're moving into a negative direction. You got to push the authorities and the people who are in charge to move things in a positive direction, correct?
Yep.
So if we want free energy, for example, then we got to, you know, call all the people who are in charge of free energy technology, as many of the people that are in that arena know that there is a race to free energy technology, and that's, you know, hopefully in 5 or 10 years, and enough of us pushing towards being positive. I mean, you know, talking about positive energy, if you have energy in your house and you don't have to pay the local utilities where they got you under their thumb, I think that's very positive.
It's extremely positive.
Yeah. Another thing that would be very positive is if everybody could, if we could figure out how to get rid of all the banks and the IRS and the IMF by, you know, going cryptocurrency, bringing, you know, 5 or 6 real cryptocurrencies to the marketplace that people can buy, sell, trade peer-to-peer, where banks become irrelevant, the IRS becomes irrelevant, the IMF becomes irrelevant, the Federal Reserve becomes irrelevant, and we gain all of our power back. I think that's extremely positive.
Well, it definitely is going to go crypto. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stores now that won't take cash. It's amazing. You hear that on the news. It's you know, your phone. God forbid you lose your phone, because that's your wallet now.
Yeah.
It's television screen, it's everything. I told my wife 30 years ago that your phone would be all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm going to try and stay positive, because I know that's the nature of your show. But, you know, when
Thank
you
got
governments that are trying to create...
No governments. We don't talk politics or religion.
We don't talk politics.
And we don't use the word good. Good is a four-letter word. I don't want to hear anyone who knows me, do not say good around me anymore.
It's positive, you understand?
What's that?
I wanted to tie my train of thought into how we could tie that into cryptocurrency and how that could turn out to be a very big positive for us.
Well, it's definitely going that way. I mean, I know you're dealing in crypto. I've got a few people crypto. We may do a Be Fantastic for the whole show. 60 seconds for the whole show? We've got 60 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mel, for chiming in. I just want to remind everyone, you're going to be asked every single day for the rest of your life. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Know you could do something with that question. We can't change the question. It comes from the days of the Black Plague when it saved your life. But we can change the answer. When you tell someone you're fantastic with a little passion, you feel good, you look great, you live longer, as does the other person. You're going to do better in business. It creates engagement, which today is lacking in today's society. You know, there's so many pluses to being fantastic. I don't have time on the show to list them, you know. And it's just going to make you happy. It's going to make everyone happy. Everyone looks great with a smile. It's the only word that makes you smile. And everybody, the definition of the word fantastic is unimaginably good and beautiful. Look it up in the dictionary. You know, I'm just taking the little things that I've learned from all the 79 careers of traveling around the world, the things I've done, we can change the world together by being positive, by looking at everything in a positive light, by being kind. Let people in when you drive. I hope that this movement at least does that. Open doors for people. They're not always going to say thank you, but boy, does it make you feel good to do those kind of things. Be positive, everyone. Thank you for listening. I hope to do better next show. I hope you like the show. I had some fun, and as long as I'm having fun and you're having fun and we can change the world, make it a better place, let's do it.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and of course lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
You've been listening to the Dr. Fantastic Show. This show was brought to you by Be Fantastic International Corporation. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com for fantastic CBD products.